In the game against Nashville the other day, your team had to galvanize again. Did you see it similar to when Dubinsky went out before that Pittsburgh game, the way they came together when they lost two defensemen after the first period the other night?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can correlate it with that. I just know that they knew we were in a bad spot losing two key guys at key positions. We spent a lot of time in our end zone that game, found a way to grind. I think the third goal was really important to get a three-goal lead. Because it was even though it's a 4-0 game, that certainly wasn't a 4-0 game. I don't think we gave them much, but they spent a lot of time in our end zone. So I give our guys a lot of credit just to grind one out.
The first goal of the game doesn't win you the game necessarily, but how much can it calm a team down or make sure that they get into good habits early?
Well, you can see just the stats throughout the league. That first goal is such an important goal. And for us, after losing the night before, we want to get a good start. I thought we had a good start the night before, but we didn't score. We scored on our first two shots. So, yeah, I always talk about it. It's winning different ways, and we won a different way that night.
Well, you and I talked about shot blocking and how important it might be before the Nashville game. You guys blocked 26 in that game the other day. Jody Shelley has told me kind of the mindset of a player where you get in front of that shot, it hurts, but when you get to the bench, the pain goes away when you get the appreciation from your teammates. Is that a mentality that you as a coach instill on them, or does it have to come from the players?
Well, shot blocking is certainly part of defense and playing away from the puck. It creates a type of camaraderie within the team. You look at Calvert out there. I think he blocked two or three in one shift. And quite honestly, he blocked those shots because he screwed up in the neutral zone. So he knew he had to get something done. So players understand that, and it creates a tightness within the room. And this game isn't all about X's and O's. It's about that camaraderie. It's about that mental toughness. Those type of situations really help that part of it.
And I know you haven't been here long, but I'm seeing guys do that more frequently than had been done, than they were doing it in the past. So does it kind of drag everybody into the fight?
Yeah, I think if people watching guys do it on the ice and the guys that really aren't used to doing it, they get involved. It's a little bit of inner pressure. And quite honestly, we show it on tape. We show people blocking shots. We show people not too interested in blocking shots. So there's a little bit of pressure put on there in that film. So I think it's a big part of playing defense. It's a big part of identity. Our guys are doing a pretty good job of it right now.
San Jose is trying to finish a road trip with a perfect record here today. You beat them a couple of weeks ago, and I know that a lot of things have happened for both teams in that span, but do you have to play that same game that you played against them in their place?
Yeah, we don't spend too much time talking about other teams or really going too far back and how we played them. We have to play with more structure. We lost our structure in our last game. We lost our neutral zone structure. Nashville was just coming through us so quickly. We had no defense, and that's why we spent so much time in our end zone. Can't do it again tonight. We got to get back to our structure. We got to get back to a forecheck and spend some time in their end zone because they got some good people offensively, and they're a team that's playing with a ton of confidence right now.
Torch, thanks. Good luck today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella, Milan, back to you.